Maran in Siman Tafnun Het brings an interesting minhag. He writes, Nohagim Shelo Lalush Matzat Mitzvah Be'erev Pesach Ad Achar Shesh Sha'ot Shuzman Akravat Korban Pesach. Maran discusses a minhag that some people have, that they make the matzot that they're going to use for Leila Seder for the mitzvah. They knead the dough and they bake the matzot on Erev Pesach after Chatzot, after midday. Now, from the fact that Maran uses the Lashon Nohagim, it's Minhag, we see clearly that it's not Din, which means according to the law, of course, so long as the matzot were made L'shem mitzvah, for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah, so they could be made a month before, 2 months before, like most of the matzot that we're getting are made from a month or two before the holiday. However, there is a minhag. Where is this minhag? What is it based on? So the minhag is based on Pesukim. It says in the Torah, "V'zabachta Pesach la'Hashem Elohecha," which is talking about Korban Pesach. And then the next pasuk says, "Shevarat Shamim tochal alav matzot." So we see a connection between Korban Pesach and matzah. And we learned that just like the Korban Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach after Chatzot, that's when they start making the preparations in the Shechita, so too the matzah that you're going to eat on the days of Pesach should be made on the same time of the Korban Pesach. Again, the halakha allows matzot to be made from before, but it's a minhag. The Mishnah Berura writes that there are some reasons why people are not so careful on this. He brings some to Bigdei Yeshal that says there are opinions that write. We know on Pesach itself, if even a mashihu of chametz, a drop of chametz, got mixed up in a tarovet, in a mixture of food, it's asud. We don't use the batel b'shishim rule, the 60 rule, or the 100 rule, or the 1000 rule. There's no bitul on chametz. Chametz asur b'mashihu. So some rabbis say that when does the isur of chametz b'mashihu begin? Some say it begins on Erev Pesach. So therefore he says it's a dangerous thing to make matzot at a time when the isur is going to be a mashihu. Because if a drop of chametz somehow gets into the mixture of the dough, so now already it's asur. Well, if you'd make it before that, so then you could rely on the shishim rule. Because before Pesach, you're still following chametz not asur yet. So therefore you still follow the shishim rule. So therefore you have much more flexibility in baking the matzot before. So therefore those that want to follow this minhag, they should see to it that they, if they go with a group, it should be of course with the proper mashkichim that are extra careful that they shouldn't come lidei takalot. For us, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that there's a minhag to pray mincha early on Erev Pesach. He brings this down and he bases it on the Zecher LeKorban Pesach. In the olden days, they would bring the Korban Tamid Shloben Arbaim, which is the afternoon Korban, and after they would bring the afternoon Korban, then they would go slaughter the Korban Pesach. So in order to keep it the same way that they did in the olden days, we would pray Mincha, which is Keneged Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, and then he brings down in Siman Tafnun Chet, it's worthy to look at it, he brings down a special Ribono Shel Olam, and he brings down special Pesukim, and different things that one should read on Erev Pesach, after he prays Mincha Gedolah, in order to commemorate the actual Korban Pesach that was brought.